and were complaining and talking about how difficult it was and what a struggle it was and what a burden it was to have someone that you had to care for who was in such a state. And when Oprah asked her, she said, it's not a burden, it's my honor to serve my daughter and to serve God in this way. And in a deep meditation, a couple of years later, I wrote I asked what I could do to help them to get out of the debt that they had amassed. And I wrote a book in 2 weeks telling her story, called A Promise is a Promise. And now I think Oprah is going to do a full hour with her and tell a story of unconditional love unmatched in any that I've ever known. When my wife and I walked into that room for the very first time, it was as if we had entered into a sanctuary, a place where unconditional love had been being practiced. And I'll bring it around here as I speak to you this afternoon on the importance of this notion of unconditional love as one of the pathways that we have to go through on our way to mastery. And I was proud to write this book and have all of the profits and royalties and proceeds and everything go directly to them. And we're slowly helping to get her out of debt. But the most astonishing thing of all, and the part that they left out of the newspaper story, which I thought was interesting, was that she talks to and sees the Blessed Mother. And whether you believe it or not is not of any concern or relevance to her whatsoever. She feels the Blessed Mother is there with her. And there are people who have been in her presence who have been healed of tumors and things like this. And one of her kindergarten, she was a school teacher before her daughter went into the coma. And she had a kindergarten student, her name was Joy. And Joy found out about what had happened many, many, many years later. She is now a mother of three children now. And two of them have cystic fibrosis and have been being treated for cystic fibrosis for 4 years. And one day, Kay told Joy, who has dedicated her life to helping Kay out. She's there almost every single day, helping her with the feeding and helping her with the grocery shopping and all of these kinds of things. One day Kay came to Joy and she said to her, she said, your children no longer have cystic fibrosis. And Joy said, what do you mean? She said, I talked to the Blessed Mother last night. And she said that they have now been healed and that they no longer have this disease. Well, Joy was crying and sobbing and all that and went, of course, back to her medical doctors. And her doctors confirmed that they no longer could find any indication of cystic fibrosis. So in the original story that was written, the doctors said that she had been misdiagnosed. I called the doctors and asked them if they had been misbilled. Because for 4 years they were treated for having cystic fibrosis and now they're completely free of it. And that miracle and others were not told in the story, which is of interest to me. But anyway, in today's USA Today, there's a story of a man who's opening tonight here in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel showroom. His name's Jerry Lewis. You've probably heard of him. And he's now 73 years old, and he's going to perform a 2.5-hour break free with a 30-piece orchestra beginning tonight and 4 times a year. Now, this is a man who tried to commit suicide about 6 years ago and talked about it. And he had a gun in his mouth, and he came within a second of pulling that trigger and killing himself. As he says in here, 11 specialists looked at him. He had been suffering from meningitis when he was on his Australian tour, and he had been medicated for everything from balance and hearing and hypertension, blood pressure, getting dizzy, and so on. And today he's completely free of all of that. He says to keep in shape, he works out on a treadmill in the morning and a bike at night. I nap 20 minutes during the day and when I can, and it does wonders. He's also producing a remake of The Bellboy. And every day he says,